Well, the BP oil leak has certainly been the greatest environmental disaster in American history, with the possible exception of the Dust Bowl in the 1930s. It's been a terrible thing, but I also think we can perhaps learn or draw a spiritual lesson from it. Now, how would I explain that rather gnomic remark? Well, the BP oil leak has confounded everyone. The BP executives look completely befuddled. Some of the best scientists in America have been trying without success to stem the tide. Some of the best tech people at BP can't seem to solve the problem. And the president, who just a few months ago was hailed as the one, is stymied by his daughter's plaintive question, "Daddy, have you plugged the hole yet?" Now, I don't say all this to embarrass the BP executives or the scientists or the politicians, all of whom are probably doing the best they can to solve the problem. I bring it up simply to remind all of us of our own vulnerability and finitude, and that's where the spiritual lesson lies. Go back to the beginning of the modern period. One of the founders of modernity was the English philosopher Francis Bacon. Francis Bacon famously said, "Knowledge is power." In fact, over the Thomas Ford Library in Western Springs, when I was a kid, I'd go to that library, and that's the line they had over the door as you walked in. Francis Bacon, "Knowledge is power." Well, see, what did Bacon mean by that? He meant power to control the forces of nature, power to make our lives more comfortable. It meant applying knowledge in a very practical way to solve our practical problems. Not long after Bacon, we have the great French philosopher René Descartes, seen by many as the founding father of modernity. If you look in his Discourse on Method, you'll find Descartes urging European intellectuals to turn away from abstract metaphysics and from religion and to focus their attention on what he called the mastery of nature. Use your minds to master nature, to cure disease, to build bridges, to make life more comfortable. That's a better use of reason. Well, I would say that these recommendations of Francis Bacon and René Descartes amount to the most followed marching orders in intellectual history, because the modern world emerged from them. The physical sciences as we know them, and all the technologies that flow from those sciences came from this shift in consciousness, prompted by Bacon and Descartes. The fact that we have a world that's characterized by televisions, computers, nuclear weapons, automobiles, electrical lights, operating rooms, antibiotics, all of that comes from this great shift prompted by Bacon and Descartes. Now, don't get me wrong. I like all these things, with the exception of nuclear weapons. I like all those things. I would never want to go back behind the technological period. I'm not looking romantically back to the pre-technological age. All these are good things. However, I would share with a lot of the postmodern philosophers this concern. The very success of the modern physical sciences and their accompanying technologies has led to a hyper-confidence, even an arrogance on the part of many of us moderns. We tend to think we are the masters of nature, as Descartes called us to be. We can master any of our problems. We can solve any of the dilemmas and difficulties that face us. And this is, I would submit to you, spiritually dangerous. Go back now before Bacon, before Descartes, the great philosophers of the classical medieval period. They put a great stress on what they call the contingency of the world. That the world is non-self-explanatory. That the world is fleeting, evanescent. Things come and things go. Things come into being and they pass out of being, including and especially we ourselves. If you had suggested to Aristotle or to Thomas Aquinas that we are the masters of nature, they would have laughed at you. They would have laughed at us. There is something very spiritually helpful in knowing how radically contingent nature is, how radically contingent we are. Now, why? Then we make the move that Scripture recommends. Only in God is my soul at rest. I will find my ultimate happiness. I will find my ultimate stability not in anything in this world, and not through any machinations of my own, not through any technological advance, because the world will always remain essentially contingent, evanescent, fleeting, impermanent. It's only when I recenter my life on God that I find true spiritual peace and stability and joy. And this very important spiritual lesson we often learn through our own illness, our own failure, perhaps the death of a loved one, or perhaps even through a hole that we can't seem to plug.